this is the second hour of Authentic News with your host, Jim Fetzer, right here in RBN Live, the seventh day of May, 2024. We have a number of callers on the lines already, beginning with Jim in Michigan. Jim, join the conversation.
Yeah, hi, Jim. How you doing?
Good.
I listened to your program, and you know, I've been listening to talk radio for many, many years, okay? A lot of times, not too often, but when I listen to your program, a lot of red flags start going up, right? Here we are, and I think we both can realize the fact that this whole Israeli-Palestine thing is pretty much a choreography. I think Hamas had a really good idea when they're coming in the concert that they're going to start shooting people up, but I think they realized there was not going to be any retaliation because the Israelis didn't even come around till 7 hours later. Is that correct?
Well, Jim, I'm kind of curious about your take. Yeah, this was a setup. It was allowed to happen. We had IDF already the very time it was taking place saying, this has to be an inside job, that even a cat at the fence would be detected and there'd be an immediate response. And as far as the concert is concerned, it appears that most of the deaths were done by the Israelis themselves using American-made Apache helicopters. Bibi was creating a pretext to justify the slaughter of the Palestinians, I have no doubt. I take it you aren't so sure.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say, Jim, is we're talking about genocide, okay, for the Palestinians. And I'm going, this, I think, is such a great diversion. Literally a diversion. I mean, look at these campus uprisings as far as pro-Palestinians in New York and everywhere else in our country. These are just a hapstance. There's somebody behind these, organize these things. And it's just like when you talk about, I'm really glad that everybody's talking about pro-Palestine and stop the genocide and all that kind of stuff. But these are BLM people, okay? What I look at is George Soros. It's just like as far as attorney generals, district attorneys. I mean, he's turned the whole country upside down. And he, I do believe, is funding all these organizations that are Columbia University and everywhere else. He's funding all this stuff. And they're violent. They're not really doing what they should do. They're violent. And we're concentrating on Israel and Palestine and really the genocide there. Well, whatever. Okay, I know it's not right. But we have more genocide going on with 22 million Americans being killed by the jab, okay? Our country has been dismantled by George Soros. And I would be, instead of talking about Palestine and Israel, not that it's not important, but it's a it's a diversion. We should be going on, let's get George Soros arrested for crimes against humanity. Let's talk about the border. Let's talk about the things that are really going to impact our country. And Israel and Palestine are really not going to impact our country, but they are now because of George Soros and all the pro-Hamas people are going out there and burning and just being horrible people. George Soros and those kind of people are the problem. He's the one that got our legal system in the crap it is right now. And we're talking about death from the injections and everything. And all the calls I hear about Palestine and Israeli, this is all a setup. It's all diversion. Why don't we concentrate, my friend, instead of talking about all the crap that's going on over there? We've already tried with all the demonstrations to make Israel do something different. No, they have their game plan. They're going to go through with it no matter what we do. We have George Soros causing disruption in our universities and our country. He's been doing it forever. Let's talk about George Soros and get his ass in jail.
Jim.
Prosecuting him.
Jim, I talk about George Soros a lot. I've suggested with this phony Biden in office after the stolen election, you got, in effect, Soros as our domestic president and Netanyahu as our foreign. Now, So to that extent, we agree. I think Soros has been a monster. I think he's got a lot to do with the open borders, the lawlessness, these DAs that create revolving justice, no bail, you know, crime sprees, legalizing shoplifting up to nearly $1,000 and all that. Many horrors can be blamed on George Soros. But after 35 years in higher education, I have taught at colleges and universities in Kentucky, Virginia, twice Cincinnati, North Carolina, Chapel Hill, New College, University of South Florida, Duluth campus, University of Minnesota. These protests appear to me basically to be authentic, but there are infiltrators, and if you were to restrict your suggestion of Soros involvement to the infiltrators, these are individuals who are seeking to discredit the movement by making claims that, you know, kill the Jews and the like, or inciting violence. I would agree to that extent. But on the whole, by and large, this is an authentic movement. It's happening at campuses all over the country. I was reviewing that earlier in the day during the show about how many places this is happening. And frankly, I'm very, very favorably impressed by the student protesters. So, you know, what you think is a red flag, I mean, evidently you meant that you thought my distribution of emphasis or focus was somehow mistaken or wrong. Well, you are most certainly entitled to your opinion, and I'm glad to have you call in and express it. But I think that the genocide taking place in Palestine is the preeminent human rights issue of our day. And by the way, I don't underestimate the impact of COVID, the pandemic. I've done a huge amount of reporting. In fact, I would say for the first 2 years since it began, I was reporting on COVID virtually every single day. There might have been a few Saturdays or Sundays, but I was doing a huge amount of reporting. And if you go to my jameshfetzer.org website, look for the 65 shows, you'll find several about COVID that are rather comprehensive overviews as distillation of all the reporting I've been doing. And of course, there's more coming forth. I mean, tomorrow's show, here we had the last story about forced vaccination with a mistaken decision by a court of appeals in North Carolina. There's more tomorrow. I mean, I'm not neglecting the COVID story. I wish there were more we could do about it. Unfortunately, it appears Big Pharma has so much control over our medical system, and even the AMA and all that, the physicians appear to be intimidated. I agree with you 100% about the enormous importance and impact of the COVID. Even my own family went ahead and took the vax without telling me because they knew I'd be adamantly opposed. Stu Peters' piece on died suddenly is simply sensational. So I agree with all of that. Where we disagree is on the authenticity of the student protests, which I believe are genuine and applaud. Jim, give us a rebuttal.
I have to say to you, Jim, that I think you're being very naive because these are just nonviolent protests. These are violent protests, okay? And if you are against them, they'll beat the crap out of you. This is Soros-oriented, and I totally disagree that these are just happenstance. No, there is actually people coming in from the outside. They're starting the instigation. They're starting to make it violent. This is Black Lives Matter on steroids, okay? I'm sorry, Jim, you don't see that. I think there's no authenticity in this whole thing whatsoever, and I'm sorry that you're naive about that. I really
Good God, Jim, after I do all this on JFK, 9/11, Sandy Hook, Boston bombing, Orlando, Dallas, Sandy Hook, Uvalde.
Listen,
Jim, there are a lot of people.
Don't bring up other stuff that has nothing to do with the topic at hand, Jim.
Jim, I'm not a naive guy. I just think you're wrong. But look, I'm glad you called in and expressed your opinion.
Tell me why I am wrong. Are these violent protests at all?
Jim, I'm going to cut you off because you're being obnoxious. I welcomed you to come on and give your point of view, and we disagree about it.
I asked you a pretty typical question. I asked you a question to answer me. Are these nonviolent protests?
Well, some are and some aren't. The violence mostly is coming from the cops. I mean, look what they happened at Columbia. And I spent a year at Columbia there myself as a graduate student. They had like 500 cops pouring into Columbia for a rather peaceful demonstration.
Now, Jim, that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about now. I'm sorry. I'm talking about the violent process now. I do check the news.
Drop Jim. Layla, I'm just very pleased you're back again, Layla. Please join the conversation.
Yeah, Jim, I'm glad I'm back, too, because you know who that was? That was Hijacker. He's the same shill who's using a different name, trying to get you to waste the limited time you have to talk to your callers. That was Hijacker, for Christ's sake. What a scumbag.
I see. I don't know him, Layla.
He's an Israeli scumbag.
Yeah.
God,
yeah,
the genocide of the Palestinians, Jim. You know what?
Yeah.
I had a dream the other night that you and I were part of a protest group, and all of us used to call you Fett. And we used to say, hey, Fett. Anyway, listen, Jim.
Good.
You shouldn't waste your time. You're too good a guy to waste your time to let a creep like that bait you. When he's baiting you, just do what you did. Drop him. Good for you.
Yeah.
But anyway, what I'm calling about is finally we're on the same side on everything. Humpty Dumpty Trumpy. You finally see Trump for what he is. And I'm really happy for that. So what do you think we're going to... I mean, no matter... And, you know, Mearsheimer said that it really didn't matter who was president because AIPAC is running the show anyway. AIPAC is really the dictating, and Blinken is the guy who's the handler to make sure that they do what they're supposed to do. That was why once before I said Blinken is the real president. I mean, poor Joe Biden, he may actually have a conscience, and he may once in a while let his morals slip through. But it's AIPAC that's running the show and Netanyahu who's running the show. I mean, that smug scum. But anyway, they're going to invade no matter what happens, no matter how much. The whole Hamas thing was always an excuse. The genocide of the Palestinians is the event of this century. Even the Holocaust was not, because it was the excuse for stealing a country where they could create a headquarters in a place where they could take over all the mineral resources and wealth of the planet. That is why the genocide of the Palestinians is the story, not only of this century, but of many centuries. And it wouldn't matter if it was Palestinians that I'm from there, that I was born there, that my ancestry is from there. It wouldn't even matter. It's just that happens to be my misfortune and why my whole life has been absorbed with it, which again gets me to another point. I mean, that guy, Alexander, he doesn't like women. Have you noticed how much he's threatened by women? Every time he calls in, he has to contradict me and tell you who you should listen to. Don't listen to her when he talks about Renee. And he broods over what Renee said on a Friday, and then on Monday he says, don't listen to Renee. And Layla was wrong about Ilan Pappé. Never mind, he's pronounced it Ilan Pappé, which it is not, but Ilan Pappé was thrown out of Israel, thrown out of his job at the university, and he's the one who said that the 1948 Nakba was even worse than what is happening today, because he was a child when the 1948 Nakba happened, and he saw it, and he said it was worse than what we are now witnessing today. That is not what Alexander, or whatever his real name is. We've got a lot of those stupid immigrants here in Canada. If he says he's from Canada, who knows where he's really calling from? Who knows what his real name is? But his, sir, you know, the women. And he actually did that once. He called up and right away told you, my problem today is the women. And then he said, have you noticed that? He's got a real problem with women. I mean, maybe he's a wannabe tranny. Who knows what he is? But quite frankly, he's got a very, he's got an attitude of misogyny that does, that is also a waste. He has never said anything new. I feel like I'm listening to a kindergartner when I'm in postgraduate school. It's very frustrating. And I have asked him to tell us where he got his PhD, probably from Wikipedia University or some gang of guys he hangs out with who are afraid of women. But anyhow,
Alexander has a PhD that I did not know. But look, I'm so pleased you called in after Hijacker, because I was taking the guy seriously. I thought he was sincere until he became obnoxious, and it was clear to me he was not. And there you are, to clarify exactly who I'm dealing with. Layla, I love that. Renee is actually in the lineup for today, so she'll have an opportunity to respond to Alexander, too. But I like what you said, because I was troubled when he made that swipe at you, that you were not there to respond and so forth. So I'm just real tickled pink that you were here. Your timing was impeccable.
Well, we're in sync now. Now that we know Humpty Dumpty Trump is who he is. And he can't help it. Everybody that has any political ambitions is a puppet of AIPAC. And as Mearsheimer says, AIPAC is not only the Jews. It's the Christian Zionists. It's the corporations. And it's all of those who have that same ambition of draining the earth of its resources, almost like a vampire that drains the blood out of this entire species. So anyway, it's good to be on the same side. Bye for now.
Yeah, great. Well, I'll just tell you, when he called into Hannity and was complaining about the protesters and saying Israel has to finish a job, and his only complaint was that they aren't doing it fast enough. Believe me, I was converted on the spot, Layla. I realize a man's a pot. He's not at all who I thought he was, and I hold him in contempt. I'm telling you, he's not morally fit to be president of the United States. Now, he may become president anyway, but I'm just telling you, in my opinion, my assessment of the man was all wrong, and I am glad I have understood who he really is. Layla, he's gone so far as to suggest the death penalty for the student protesters.
I was blown away. Even I, as skeptical as I was of him, I was blown away when I heard that. But I'm just glad. I mean, don't feel bad, Jim. It's easy to get taken in. But when we're this desperate, when we have such minimal choices, it's easy to get taken in by the wrong guy. I mean, I was crazy about the idea of Trump. Yeah, I wanted him to be elected desperately. But why? Because the opposition was Hillary Clinton. That was the alternative. And to my mind, anything was preferable to Hillary Clinton. And right now, anything seems preferable to Biden. But as Mearsheimer says, it doesn't matter who it is. It's AIPAC running the show. By the way, if you want to avoid commercials, get the Brave browser. Go into Brave, type in YouTube, or get the YouTube logo, and then you avoid all of the advertisements.
Oh, you mean that I have to deal with when I'm given a video clip.
Wonderful. The Brave browser is great.
Wait, thank you. Thank you. Wonderful.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
From Montana, Keith is a former host right here on RBN. Keith, give us your thoughts. I'm sure you got a lot to say.
Well, I can do this for Layla there. First of all, I received at least four emails coming to you on your show yesterday with Jay talking about the World Health Organization. So I just wanted to pass that on to you. I wanted to favor, can you do another brief recap of Trump's contempt charge to this next story?
Say that again, Keith? A recap of what?
Trump's alleged contempt charge for...
Keith, we got a bad internet. I don't know why. Usually you're clear as a bell, but you're fading in and out. If you want to reconnect, I'll put you in as soon as I have the opportunity.
I'll tell you what, on Skype it's easier, okay? Can Julie do that for me?
I suspect whatever, because this call is not a good one, and I know you have a lot to say. Go ahead and reconnect through Skype or whatever, Keith. I'll bring you in as soon as I can. I got Renee standing by, so I'll give her a shot at then I'll bring it back. I want to be able to hear what you have to say. Renee, go ahead. Give us your thoughts.
Well, hello. Layla, you made my day, girl. We are so, high five. We are on the same page. We are both grateful that Jim has come around. He got off the Trump train, you know, because, and I'll be honest with you, Jim, sometimes I think to myself, I know this man is really smart. Why can't he get this? You know, so it's like, but that just goes to show how powerful this can be. Just like Layla said, when we're in trouble, we don't have many choices. I mean, she was just really hitting it. And also, she was also so accurate on Alexander. The woman that man needs to have an issue with is his mama, who should have told him, "Little Alex, sometimes it's better to remain silent and thought a fool than to speak up and remove all doubt."
Yes. Yes.
So
I thought her Renee, Nailing Hijacker. I mean, how can you do better than that? I was really thrilled with that.
Well, the thing is, and you were right with him, too. You were absolutely right when you came back with what you said with that guy, too. The thing is, we're at a, how can I say this? A lot of conservatives and Republicans and stuff are at a real crossroads. And it's going to be tough for them, which is why I'm so glad you did what you did, Jim, because you set an example. You went through it on the air, and it hurt, and you were angry, and you were disappointed, but you had the moral courage to make the right choice. Because I'm so glad you demonstrated this, because I'm hoping it'll make it easier for others, okay? Because we're at a real crossroads here, because Republicans are made up of many different demographic groups, okay? And the thing is, a lot of these conservative Republicans are Christian Zionists. In fact, a huge amount of them are Zionists.
Yeah.
They're Christian Zionists. And the thing is, there is a group, a lot of them don't want you to know about this, but it's in Wikipedia. You have to know about this group because a lot of patriots do not want to talk about it. It's called the Council for National Policy. And they're very secretive, and who belongs to it is very kept hush-hush, but some lists of names have been leaked. And Trump spoke at it. And the thing is, Hal Lindsey, you know the guy that wrote Left Behind, okay, series, was one of the original people that started this group. Well, he's a Zionist, okay? And so the thing is, and very wealthy. A lot of these evangelicals are very wealthy, which is why I think some patriots kind of do a limited hangout because they don't want to offend these people because they have a lot of money. Okay, because if you go to Wikipedia and look up Council for National Policy, okay? Everybody needs to know about this group. So the thing is, because we're going to get at a crossroads, like I was glad, like you also made the right choice. Okay, look who is being horrible. That disgusting piece of filth, Ted Cruz. Remember how even after Trump humiliated him, he went back and kissed his behind? I mean, he's a disgusting piece of filth of a human being. And then now another Republican is out to censure Ilhan Omar because of she talked about a pro-genocide Jews. So this Republican from Nebraska, Don Bacon, is looking to censure her. People are going to have to realize, am I going to stick with my, like, comfortable conservative identity that strokes my ego and makes me feel like I'm a good person that occupies the moral high ground? Or are they going to face the truth that many of the people that are going to go along with this evil to kill Palestinians are conservatives?
We're into the break. I'll carry you over for a few minutes. Hang on.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Health Simple with Colorado Shioji. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Renee, go ahead with some final thoughts.
Well, you play a lot of the people I am on the same page with, like Jimmy Dore, Judge Napolitano, Clayton Morris with Redacted. So you really play a lot of the guys that I respect and listen to a lot. And so the thing is, and also with people, they're going to have to get over this Christian Zionist thing, because the Jewish Zionists could not pull this off without all these Christian Zionists. Okay, and this is my example I'm going to give. Okay, you're an agnostic. Okay, according to Hal Lindsey and Left Behind, he gives the example how people are going to be flying in a plane, then all of a sudden people are just going to start disappearing out of their seats as they're wrapped. Well, guess who's going to be left behind? You, Jim. And if they don't care either. It's like, wait. Well, these people are not good people, okay? Because look, okay, because they don't go on if a person is a good person. No, no, if you believe in Jesus Christ. So, okay, so if you're an agnostic but you've been a great humanitarian, you ain't going. You get to be on the plane. Oh, and if the pilot got raptured, you get to be on a plane with no pilot, maybe with full of wonderful little children who they're young and they've never even heard. God sent their soul down to this earth, but they've never even heard the name of Jesus. So instead of on merit, okay, or whatever. But let's say some of those Christians, they led horrible lives, but they accepted Jesus before they died. They get raptured up while you and those kids are left on a flying aluminum tube in the sky to crash to the ground. And they're like, you should have believed. Too bad for you.
I believe if there is an almighty and if there were a heaven and hell, that God would be more impressed with a sincere agnostic than a hypocritical Christian, okay?
So I agree. 100%. I'm secure.
I feel secure, Renee, and I enjoy your calls a lot. If I didn't have a whole bunch of others, I would keep you on, okay? So you keep calling, girl. I really enjoy having you here. You got it. Keith, I'm glad we're now connected. Go ahead. I wanted to hear what you had to say.
Yeah, I'm sorry the connection was bad there. We got 25-mile-an-hour winds here, so there's probably some static on the cell towers. Anyway, hey, I received a couple of emails complimenting you on your show that James and I were on yesterday. They really appreciated that, okay?
Well, you carried the burden of that one, Keith. I thought it was excellent you were there because you know much more about the WHO than I, and you and he made a wonderful discussion. I've had several other positive feedbacks about it. Well done, my friend. Go ahead.
That was your show. I was glad to be there. When you first started the show, you talked about Trump's contempt charge, and he referred to the constitutionality of his being able to speak.
Yeah.
So that's kind of funny here because there's a lot of videos being blocked there from Putin's inauguration there as a president. And I just want to kind of wrap this up with a second story here. But it was interesting, though, that Putin swore in his presidency with his hand on top of the Russian Constitution with an oath to protect the Russian people. And I thought an American politician should try that once in a while.
Yeah.
Anyway, this next story is, and I wanted Layla to hear this there because it's Canadian related there, but it's, and I'm sure it's going to be rolled out here in America with the attack on our First Amendment that we're seeing. This comes from what's been being heard at the World Economic Forum, as well as Netanyahu, who controls the Congress and the police and everything like that, who wants total control of the internet with tags of misinformation towards world affairs, health, alleged climate change, alleged anti-Semitism. All we're doing is just reporting the news, but it's actual lawfare. So this one here for Layla, I thought was kind of interesting here. Canada is to imprison anyone who has ever posted hate speech online, and this is off Twitter.
Ever? Goes on to say, ever? So it's a retrospective law?
Retroactive, yeah. It says the Trudeau regime.
Yeah. So those are blatantly wrong. I mean, how offensive is that? You did something that was perfectly legal at the time, and now they're going to claim you committed an illegal act because they've changed the law. F that. It's just outrageous, Keith.
Yeah, it says Trudeau's regime has introduced the Orwellian new law called the Online Harms Bill, C-63, which gives the police the power to retroactively search the internet for hate speech violations. Yeah.
All this harm and hate stuff is such bullshit. I cannot believe it. It's made up. Anything that offends anybody could be offended by anything. You could say good morning in a cordial tone of voice, and someone might take offense because they thought you were being somehow insulting. I mean, it's just ridiculous. This shows how far the Jews have gone to control every aspect of our lives. And Justin Trudeau is the scum of the earth. He's right down there with Netanyahu and the other Macron and the other dregs of earth.
Yeah. That's on the articles on the People's Voice, in case anyone wants to look it up. So anyway, it's lawfare. But my closing comment, because I know you got four or five callers backed up here, so I want to get off of here. But
I do. Yeah.
When you hear things like this, what are the soldiers allegedly fighting for? It's clearly not for our freedoms or liberties. They're all saps. Have a good day, Jim.
Yeah. Thanks, Keith. Thanks very much. Okay, we got Bubba, Francis, Cynthia, among others. Bubba, give us your pitch. Be concise. Take up a couple of minutes. Bubba. Are you there?
Yeah, did we lose Bubba me? Scout Reb. I just got on the radio. He just said, and this is good because nobody understands us, but on the Travis show this Friday night, somebody explains it, white race boy America. That's what this is about. Because if you go... and try to explain it to these menstrual sexuals. That's why I see everybody, fat guts, bald skulls, and stupid queer beards. Oh, he said that like that country song. You ain't welcome here. Get the hell out of here with your fat guts, bald skulls, and stupid queer beards. But that's who we're talking to. We don't. And if you're not sickened by that one on the phone when you're hanging on the phone line singing that song, there's something wrong with you. It's disgusting. We don't want to hear him anymore. He's disgusting. But anyway, this really happens. You go back to Tumbleweed, Texas. You just want to go home again. And all of a sudden, what's that darkie screaming from the tower? He says, well, five times a day, you got to hit the floor and face Mecca. I said, what? Yes, everything's changed. And all of a sudden, like, but where's the Sullivans, the McCarthys, the O'Briens? And the Russells and the Hills and the Casey's. I guess I'm not getting corned beef and cabbage anymore. No, not. And they look at you. The white infidel has returned. And you look at the road sign and it's written in these scribble letters. I said, what's it say? It says, Salam Abu Dhabi. You see what I mean? America's changed so dramatically. And so I tell Bubba, that's another thing. There's three of us. Nobody gets that on this network. There is three. I'm just an advanced element of a team, which is backed up by other teams, which is at the top of the Pentagon. So Travis will explain it on his Travis show, 10 to midnight on Friday on RBN. So somebody's got the picture better. And that's going to be good. And I like how I told Bubba I felt like I was cursed by Allah when I went back home. I really did. I graduated Mason University back in the 60s. Before the evil ones came and sent me somewhere I didn't want to go. But that was another story. And all of a sudden, I got during the Alumni Association, they tracked me down to Colorado. So I called them back and said, hey, we're Bubba Scout. I couldn't explain it to them either. At a major university of America, I called back back in Texas, and they were doing a study on what happened to the class of the 60s. And I couldn't explain it. And plus, I ain't changed a lick. Some old lady in the 80s said, I remember you, because I still got long, fake blonde hair, pale white skin, that kind of thing. I don't change. Everybody else is morphed. And I didn't know who the hell she was, but she remembered me from like quarter century before in high school, before I went to the major university. I said, oh, I tried to play along. I didn't know who the hell she was, and she morphed into this ogre or something. So you see what I mean? Everything changes except us three. We're hardcore, and love is taking over. And they're not fooling us. The ones with the black pajamas and the pointy bamboo hats, they're still here. There's Futu Love and New Saigon all over the city here. So that's what I want to tell you. It'll be explained better. Mike doesn't even quite understand, but this Travis on the Travis show, it's 10 to midnight, RBN Friday. He's going to do... explain us better, because it's hard to understand us for you people. It really is, but we're unique. We're not like everybody else, and we got to the top of the government. We're going to clear this problem out. And then they said, when you get rid of the youth, what are you going to do about the Catholics? That's we'll talk to you later. It's great to hear from you.
You've got Francis, North Carolina. Give us a short silliness.
Hi, young man.
Yes. Go for it.
These three Viking gals, and I have to applaud you for having the balls to do what you need to do, which a lot of people won't bother. Long distance hug to Layla, long distance hug to Renee, and everyone else entailed. I applaud you. I mean, I was floored, and I was like, oh my gosh, you got to be kidding me. Aside from that issue, it's one thing to do a wall at the south border to try to keep people from flooding in, but the aspect of trying to do an electronic version where it's supposedly zapping people, it might work, except everybody knows that anything that's being computerized is being hacked. So that wouldn't really work that well unless you have an actual physical wall. Now, with that being said, in short, the question is, who is going to actually do it? Because there's been so many so-called politicians, regardless of what side of the aisle or whatever have you, that have said that, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. But I remember when Donald was down there with Governor Abbott in Texas, And he was basically waving at people across the Rio Grande or whatever with a fist up in the air like, hey, I'm with you or something, this type of scenario. And I was like, okay, excuse me, but we're trying to keep people from coming in here and making it worse for everybody else that lives here, naturally speaking, legally, that is. And so this whole thing has gotten to be a fiasco, so I don't trust it more than I can sit, because there is no adage.
Final thought,
say what you mean, mean what you say, and practice what you preach, for crying out loud, and walk your talk.
Give me your final thought, Francis.
Well, my final thought is always have been with Palestinians over in the Middle East,
yes,
and so forth, and the fact that they get restored back to where they can live life without harm.
Yes. Yes.
Period.
Yes. Thanks for that. Thanks
for
that.
Have a great week. Later.
You too. You too. Cynthia in California, join the conversation. Cynthia.
Hi, Professor Fetzer. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Indeed.
Great.
Yes.
Great. You talked about the national debt, and that's what I want to speak on, because G.R. Mobley on Reclaiming the Republic discusses how 80% of what Congress is spending is not constitutionally authorized, and we do not owe it. Now, it might be owed to somebody, but it's not. But we don't owe it. Okay. Now, countries are sometimes invaded to retrieve debt that they didn't pay back, and the federal government has held on to a lot of land that, under the Constitution, was supposed to be given to the states, especially the Western states. And so those states need to, and the people there need to be looking at the fact that they don't have an effective organization to try and take it back, and they need to start doing that before the invasion, okay? So the Michael T. McKibben, whom you've invited on, I forwarded, you emailed me about it, and I forwarded it on to him and had a frozen phone discussion with him. He's the one with Leader Technologies that had devised the software that was stolen to become Facebook, stolen by our Department of Defense, by the way. And his group has done an extensive examination of who owns the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve may be where that debt goes back to, and that includes the British monarchy that owns, 1/6 of the land on the planet? Okay,
yes.
So we need to be looking at that, and all the legislatures who voted for these appropriations or these funding for foreign aid is not allowed under the Constitution. If we did not declare war, we can't send them money. But we've been doing it, and every legislator and their family are going to owe it. If you look at their
Cynthia,
families...
You're 100% correct about all of this. We have a lot of other... Please give us a final thought. I like what you're saying.
Start investigating who these people are you've been putting into the office, and go back decades. They're probably going to run back to the wealthiest families in Europe who sent their fortune, part of their fortunes, over here to start taking this continent for themselves.
Yes. Good. Good. Good stuff. Good stuff. Alexander, Canada, you've taken some hits today. Alexander, give us some of your thoughts as a rebuttal. Go ahead.
She said, so let's make a couple, 2 points on two people. The first caller, sir, had no idea what he was talking about. See, sir, he equated those protests with Black Lives Matter. Like, are you kidding me? Black Lives Matter did $2 billion worth of damage, which, and those are the people who got paid by George Soros. See, sir, the Palestinians just like you said, and the professors, like, who's supporting the Palestinians and all that, they're not getting paid by Soros. Soros is paying people who are attacking them, like the ones who are making the fake...
Alexander, I agree with you. I think he was a Soros rep. I mean, you know, not the students. He called himself Jim from Michigan. How delightful that Layla came on and identified him as hijacker. Go right ahead, Alexander. I agree with you about the first point, 100%.
Yes, and see, so another point I want to ask about Rene. She keeps on saying Christian Zionist this, Christian Zionist that. See, sir, I said this a number of times. See, sir,
You faded out, Alexander. We're not hearing what you're saying. Try it again. Say it again because you faded out. I think we lost Alexander. Call back tomorrow, Alexander. We'll continue from there. Tom in Florida. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I have to agree. Alexander made a good call when he got off, and Cynthia made a really good call. Great points by Cynthia. But here, Jim, let's talk about this. First off, did you ever get a hold of Ann Vandersteel? Did you ever find out if you could get her on your show as a guest host for 1 hour? Ann Vandersteel?
I don't think I have yet, but I will be glad to pursue that.
Also, Jim, are you familiar with a guy named James Manning, Pastor James Manning?
No.
An Afro-American man? I would like you maybe get him on your show. He has a radio show. He does a church in Harlem. His name is James Manning. I think everybody should listen to this guy. He's the one who talks about the long-legged Mac Daddy, Obama, and all that. He's really good. I think you would enjoy him. But here, Jim, I want to get going because I ain't got much to say because you're going to probably cut me soon.
Tom,
but listen, first off,
what I'd like you to do is send me an email recommending these speakers so I can, you know, follow up on them. Can you do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
Do that.
First off,
okay,
Jim, I want you to do me a favor, Jim.
Yeah.
I want you to go see that movie Civil War with Kristen Dunst. It's kind of a Dunsty movie, but actually has a lot of good points in it. And I'm going to bring this up to you, Jim.
Is it out there in the theaters right now, Tom?
Yes, sir. It's at the movie theater right now. It's called Civil War.
Civil War.
And I want you to go see it for this reason.
Yeah.
Now, you need to go see it, and everybody in the RBN needs to go see it. I'll tell you why. Because in the movie, they're depicting white people as terrorists, okay? If you watch the beginning of the movie, you'll understand where I'm coming from. And also, this is for Renee. In the movie, the president, when it started, the movie comes up, he's saying we're going to have to use the Air Force against the population. Well, Joe Biden literally said that a year and a half ago.
I know he did. He literally said that. I know he did.
He threatened our existence. He threatened white America by using white pilots to wipe us out. That is total dereliction to the Constitution, and that guy should be booted out by the military right now. Threatening the American public. Threatening the majority. Now, Jim, he threatened the American majority that he's going to use the United States Air Force on us. I'm going to ask you this, Jim. Have you heard this? This is the main news you should be talking about tomorrow on your show. You know what that bumbling, stumbling moron did to Japan?
Slow down just a little bit. Slow down a little bit, Tom. I want to catch. Who are we talking about?
I have some Cuban coffee. Sorry. Listen, Joe Biden the other day called out the Japanese government. Biden called out the Japanese government saying their country should open up to immigration. And their countries, they're too homogenous, and they should allow all these other ethnic groups in there. The Japanese prime minister said, this guy's nuts. Basically, he's got dementia. The Japanese man was calling Joe Biden with dementia. This guy's telling him that they should bring in all these. And you know what the guy said? How dare a president of the United States telling us what to do with our culture and our population?
Yeah.
We don't want the crime and all that. And you realize how great Japan is with motors and all the technology they have got the world in the last 70 years.
They have
come out with an engine, Jim. Toyota has come out with an engine that's going to blow electric cars out of the water. They'll throw all the electric battery cars in the garbage can and these trash dumps because they just came out with a hydrogen engine. The Toyota company is going to put it out in the 2029 model.
Wonderful.
Off water.
Wonderful.
Okay? And how dare this nitwit Biden, this moron, this imbecile who lied about COVID and stayed in his basement the whole damn time in 2020 he got elected president, this scumbag didn't even run for a campaign or not. This guy stayed in the basement like a cretin. And this cretin, Biden, this dirty Irish bastard is what I call him. He's an insult to Irishmen. And how anybody would vote for Kennedy or Biden, because they're both dirty Irish, and Kennedy's uncle gave us immigration in 1965. So hell no, don't vote for Robert F. Kennedy. He's another idiot. Another Kennedy barely talk. I don't like him, and I don't like Biden either. Trump is an idiot, too, but he's not as crazy an idiot. He's got his
there you go. That's
Jim,
they had a redneck campaign commercial. What was the flaw with RFK Jr. again, Tom? Would you repeat that?
His uncle, Edward Kennedy, gave us the 1965 Immigration Act. He is very weak on immigration.
Why would you hold RFK Jr. responsible for something Teddy did?
Well, because his politics, I'll tell you why, Jim, his politics not much changed from his uncle. Teddy Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy would steal all these illegal DACA people to stay here. All these ones that already snuck in to stay here. No way. Donald Trump's already said he's going to deport 18 million of them.
You're telling me it's part of RFK Jr.'s policy to grant amnesty to all the illegals here, that he wouldn't be deporting them. Is that what you're saying, Tom?
That's correct, sir. That is correct, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes. Tom.
And now, Jim.
I'm going to try to squeeze in one more, but I'm not going to be very
successful. My final thought is, go see movie Civil War, and it's not going to be a Civil War. It's going to be a revolution. And I got to tell you this, and I want Alexander to understand it. It's going to be a revolution, not a Civil War. And I want him to know this.
Thank you, Tom. Enough. Mike in Kentucky, squeeze in a final word, friend. Go ahead.
Ad blockers can be added to Firefox. It looks like there's a trend. Google has gotten evil, more evil, and so people are leaving Google Chrome. I don't know what you're using, but go to Firefox.
Google
you can
Chrome,
add ad blockers. Also, a trick is to go backwards and forwards. When you see a video in the suggested video on the side panel, click on it, and then go let it start playing and click back, and the ad disappears off the one you're watching.
Really?
No ads.
That's good to know, Mike. That's
most
good to
of
know.
The time. Logging into your account also will cause a change in the behavior of the ads like that.
There
is some downfalls to ad blockers, but like ad blockers, a lot of them will spy on you on your browsing history, so it's a trade-off. Yeah. You don't get nothing free on the internet.
Yeah. Mike, good. I'm glad you tossed that in. Did you have another thought?
I'm sure I could come up with something, but no, the ad blocker thing. The center browser still works, but there's another one that it was built off of. They had a fight internally. Brave browser, I would avoid, and instead find an old copy of the center.
Thank you, Mike. John from Missouri, James from Vancouver, call in early tomorrow. I'll get John. Much time as you can with your family, your friends, the people you love and care about. We do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN. I want somebody to love.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.